We should do a roll call.
Yes, please.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz? Fish?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Okay. We have a number of consent, a number of communications items, and we might have extra ones.
Right.
Let's start with the ones that are on the calendar.
Correct. Item 688, request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding natural resources and human rights.
Crystal here? If not, then we'll see if she comes back later. 689, then.
Request of Michael Krupp to address council.
Crystal arrived. Okay, come on up. Good morning. Welcome. Just need
okay.
to.
I, you can, you I'm
can stand,
standing.
You can
yes.
stand. That's fine. Especially
I know.
Today.
I'm starting a war against chair persons who spend taxpayer money and resources giving lucrative contracts. Oh, my name is Sally Citizen. Lucrative contracts to their revolving door business buddies. So that's for Sally Citizen. Stand against chairpersons. All right.
You can lower the microphone there now that you're sitting down. There you go.
Yes, now I'm sitting down. I'm a different person. Hello. And it's 10:05. My name is Crystal Ilinski.
Hi, Crystal.
I represent 10,000 Portlanders who, well, statistically random, of course, but like me, do not have the paid leave to spend time monitoring the city, volunteering to do every little detail and to remind people what's important. But, running a campaign to become sheriff of Wheeler County. Wow. So I like to come in as often as I can. I used to come in a lot when I was homeless back in the days, and Dan Saltzman remembers me from those days, and I call Nick Fish Commissioner Fritz as a joke because even though he was in charge of housing at the time, he never once asked me how I was, and Amanda always did. I've been talking about the abysmal situation in housing services since I had to experience it directly myself and upturn my life. Well, luckily I'm not in the situation I was before, and even though I don't have the time to come here as often as I used to, I still make an effort, and I still notice that the situation is really bad out there. What I'm here today for is to talk about something else that's recently changed my life, and that is I've spent time looking into, we're speaking of health today. I actually thought, it says 9:30, time certain, stand up for workplace wellness. I was thinking that was going to be Amanda Fritz's push on the sick day in Portland. But I know that Steve Novick's been working on that as well. And I'm sorry I haven't been paying much attention. I have not been here because I've been gone for a long time, kind of working on a hippie commune and also doing some groundwork for forest defenders. And it's a lot of things have just made it very plain to me that we need to take care of our resources. Like, this is ecology and not economy. The priorities for this city need to be concentrated on water, transportation, public services. We've got way too much congestion. Our rivers in horrible condition. Even though I like the big pipe as one of the only things that's been working, it's not keeping up with the demand on our ecology. And as a city, we could do a lot better. Instead of always comparing ourselves to other cities, we have no excuses. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Crystal. Thanks for coming in. Thanks. Okay, 689, please.
Request of Michael Krupp to address council regarding communication on June 19, 2013. What will we do now that we know?
Okay, welcome. Morning.
Thank you. I would just say thanks for inviting all those blue people today. I appreciate it.
They did that for you.
In the few short months of your administration, we the people have had to fight off the attempts by you and the Keystone Council to fluoridate our water. This was to be accomplished by adding a waste product of ammonium phosphate fertilizer production. A hazardous waste, this adulterant was and now again is an expensive dump as it requires close EPA scrutiny. This you wish to put in our water, untreated, to no avail. Once more, you come from the swamps of crony capitalism into our mother's house with your muddy boots on, not even wiping your feet this time. As our own little Dickie Cheney, you are a peel-and-stick former employee of the contractors who will make all the money that we can ill afford to do a federally mandated Karl Rovian project, a project so absurd it can only be the first part of a now-you-drink-it-now-you-don't fantasy of private ownership of the ultimate commons. Amusingly, you throw your hands up, spinelessly declaring your impotence, and all of this just when the work that by rights would have been contingent was somehow completed in advance. My home state, clearly more corrupt than Oregon, has successfully applied for and received a 17-year deferment. Now you, a poster boy for your former pension-dangling employer, say you have no choice. Ha! Unfortunately, you are not the pacemaker our former vice president is. He had a Pentagon in which to sacrifice our people. You have a Ouija board of directors. Without the foundation of affordable public drinking water, we have no foundation as a city. We will not submit to the whims of asininity and patronage. Instead, you might drive your mayoral hybrid Priapus into the black hole of political oblivion. Por favor.
Thanks.
One.
690, request of Bill Gallhofer to address council regarding contracting with the city.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and City Commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to address City Council this morning. My name's Bill Gallhofer, G-O-L-L-H-O-F-E-R. I am the co-owner of DRW along with Glenda Hughes. We are a locally owned Portland certified emerging small business in construction management inspection services company. On June 19th, City Council approved a prime consultant contract for our term for Portland Bureau of Transportation for construction inspection and engineering support services. On behalf of my entire disadvantaged minority emerging small business team, VJ Diodar of 3D Infusion, Edmund Toa of TCC and Associates, and Herb Fricke of Cooper Zietz Engineering, we want to personally thank each one of you for your vote of confidence in giving small businesses the chance to work with the city in such an important role. When we first discussed this opportunity to propose on the PBOT RFP and other city contracts for construction management inspection services, we set out to include other locally owned certified firms to bring complementary skill set and functionality to our team. We were immediately met with disheartened indifference. A common concern throughout the small business community was that RFP wasn't a level playing field to compete with national multi-term incumbents. Many Portland businesses had given up on proposing on city contracts because the same contracts would go to the same out-of-state national incumbent firms for sometimes up to 17 years. No one was willing to invest the time and money to propose again, only to face imminent loss. We were able to persuade key small businesses to join our team, and if they did, we promised that we would be an advocate for small business with the city and do what we could to help make our voices heard. Our team and many small business onlookers feel that the City Council's approval of this contract is a turning point for Portland businesses. We are grateful for the chance to show the city that not only can small local businesses stand toe-to-toe with the big players in terms of service and in value, but we look to stand head and shoulders above. We want to specifically mention and thank Commissioner Fritz, who listened to our concerns over the weekend, no less, about equity in city contracting, as well as you, Mayor Hills, for valuing our input as we discuss this with you along the campaign trail and at Awami meetings. Additionally, we want to publicly acknowledge the genuine concern we received from the staff in the City Procurement Services Office. Christine Moody, Barbara Gibson, Jim Van Ness were respectful of our concerns of trying to create a level playing field between local national firms and sometimes complicated RFP process. Also, my team and I would like to thank Todd Lyles from PBOT for his support and understanding through a very long, involved process. We sincerely appreciate his professionalism. Thank you for the opportunity to share our comments, and we look forward to serving the city with a fresh approach, enthusiasm, healthy competition to an area that has historically been awarded to out-of-state businesses.
Great. Thank you.
Mayor and City Commissioners, my name is Glenda Hughes, and I'm a partner in DRW LLC. And Mr. Mayor, this is directed to you. When Bill and I met with you along the campaign trail, we talked with you about our community involvement and our commitment to local animal groups, specifically spay and neuter programs. And you had indicated that after the campaign was over with, you and Nancy were eager to adopt a big fat cat.
And we did.
And you did. And that's what I wanted to point out. It wasn't necessarily a campaign promise, but animal advocates around the city cheered as you went to one of our local rescue partners, the Pixie Project, and did get that big fat cat. So on behalf of all the local animal advocates, we just wanted to give you a big meow out for adopting and not shopping, and for highlighting the need of the adoption process of homeless animals in Portland. So this is a thank you for that.
That's fun. Thanks.
Can I just ask one question, Mayor?
Please.
In some emails that I saw, I just want to be clear. Do you also provide services to the Bureau of Environmental Services?
That is correct.
So the issue you're raising today is about providing the services for the Bureau of Transportation?
Yeah, it's in general. We found that the mood in the small business community was, How do we win? How do we compete? And we were fortunate enough to win a contract with BES as well. So thank you.
I just want to. There's been a lot of traffic at BES because they were delighted that you were going to come forward and say what you're going to say. And one of the notices I got just confirmed that you provide contract technicians, inspectors, and engineers to augment staff in periods of high construction, that you're very cost-effective, and that the services are of a very high quality. So your friends at BES wanted to thank you for the shout-out generally and for the good services you provide the city.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to do this and for taking us at our word, competing successfully. I hope, obviously, things continue to work well, but whether they continue to work well or not, I hope you do find the opportunity to report back to us and the bureaus about how the system is working now. But this was very much the intent, that
right,
local small businesses could compete. So I'm happy to hear that we're making some progress.
Well, thank you for your support.
Thank you. Thanks. And that cat's on a weight loss program, but he's we'll have to get him to stand up more. Go ahead, Carl.
Item 691, request of Taz to address council regarding homeless issues and R2-D2.
Taz, you here? Nope. Okay. Let's move on.
692, request of Christopher Perkins to address council regarding homeless issues and Right to Dream 2.
Christopher, not
yeah,
here?
Yeah, well, we're going to put you on.
Okay, I think there was some confusion about which week people were signing up for, so we can roll those over to next week, and then you had some.
And I've got names for who should have been on the agenda today. No, we can't do that.
No, I can't do that. But did you have some others for today?
I do. The next ones who should have been on the agenda are Steve Howes to talk about the Powell Butte Nature Park.
Okay, good morning. We have some more signed up, so yeah, come on ahead, Steve. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Steve Howes, and I'm here to talk about the Powell Butte Nature Park, and specifically the Water Bureau's management of the trail improvement project in the environmentally protected zone. I'm wondering why the Water Bureau is managing a trail improvement project in the when, by their own admission, they have no expertise in park management and rely on the Parks Department. It seems a dysfunctional arrangement to me and creates conflict of interest and undue influence. The Water Bureau conducted a public process and made a lot of commitments and assurances to the public that they failed to honor. They went for a land use permit with an application that I believe to be loaded with fraudulent claims. While during their project management, they failed to comply with even those requirements. Now, I've spent the last year trying to get the Water Bureau to comply with the city's own land use process and decision, yet all they've done is play games with me. They've denied everything. And in one instance, in a public meeting, I was even defamed and intimidated by a Water Bureau employee accompanied by Portland police. Now, contrary to the claims the Water Bureau has made, for example, they failed to commit with the FEMA fire risk analysis study to provide improved access for firefighting on top of Powell Butte. In fact, they realigned a trail and so that it actually has less access for firefighting. Additionally, contrary to the claims they've made during the public process, they built two new fall line trails with high rates of erosions that do not comply with the safety standards of the design guidelines. Additionally, the city did not even require the Water Bureau to do the necessary environmental study for the new trail construction inside the environmental protected zone, primarily because of a lot of these fraudulent claims they made in their application. Now, for example, the Water Bureau did not increase the protection of sensitive environmental areas by expanding the size of designated wildlife habitat. Just the contrary, they actually degraded a considerable amount of sensitive wildlife habitat. Additionally, they conducted this potential wetland study of the upper meadow when all the environmental studies to date have never designated the upper meadow as a potential wildline. Also, they have not implemented the city's 2009 trail design guide. So, like I said, consistently I've gone to them and I've asked them to comply with the city's on standards, and they just seem to refuse. So that's why I would like to see this whole project turned over to the Parks Department. I'd like to see park rangers out there and trail signs, compliance signs, you know, management.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mayor, if I could just briefly respond. Mr. House, thanks for coming forward. I'm the new commissioner in charge of both the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Water Bureau. And recently, I spent an afternoon in Powell Butte getting a tour. And just so we're all clear, it is currently an active construction site, so we're not encouraging anybody to trespass until it's open because it's an active construction site. The issues that you've raised, I understand you've written literally dozens and dozens of emails, and each one I have noticed that one or both bureau has given you a response. What I'm hearing today...
No response.
Let me just finish, sir.
No response.
I'll furnish you with what I have, which is your emails and the response. If there are issues that you believe are still not addressed, since I'm relatively new in my job, if you would kindly send me a succinct list of all the issues that you believe have not been addressed, and I will commit to you that you will get a response to each of those issues. If you'll send it directly to my attention, and if you believe that a prior communication has not been adequately responded to, furnish me that as well so I can have the context for your frustration. And I will ensure you that you get a comprehensive response to your questions. We'll take it from there.
Okay. And what about the Water Bureau employee that showed up at a public meeting and then with Portland police and defamed me? About that?
If you believe that there has been fraud, and if you believe that there has been intimidation or any kind of unlawful activity, by all means, would you just put that in your communication and document it, and I'm making a commitment to my colleagues that I will take a fresh look at your concerns.
Great. Thank you.
So thank you, sir.
Thanks very much. Thanks for coming. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Next we have Robert Duncan speaking on nudity in Portland.
Morning.
Morning.
Yes, you can stand.
My name is Robert Duncan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner Novick, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Saltzman, Commissioner Fish. I'm here today to speak about what currently is allowed in downtown Portland, which is to be completely naked. And I've spoken to the police on several occasions. It's completely legal to be completely naked walking around downtown right now. And the reason I bring this up is because this is a place I've chosen to raise my family. My sixth child is on the way. It's a great place. Many great people have spoken this morning on many great topics, and I find that Portland's a great city. However, about a month ago, I believe June 8th, my 8-year-old son, my 7-year-old son, and my 5-year-old daughter, most notably my 5-year-old daughter, were out on the East Esplanade enjoying a bike ride, a floating sidewalk, a floating platform, when along come dozens and dozens of completely nude males. Okay, we can all imagine what a completely nude male looks like. And we have nowhere to go. We have no 7-Eleven to duck into and grab a Slurpee. We have no outs besides jumping in the water. And here they come, dozens and dozens of completely nude males. Now, I cover myself up around my children. Is it not appropriate in a public setting to keep your clothes on? This isn't something that has to do with statistics, that has to do with even a common language. People can understand that you don't expose your genitals to a child out in public and expect that that's okay. And that's what I'm being told, is that that was okay. Now, all fingers from the police department have pointed towards city council and the mayor's office. And I understand that fingers are getting pointed back at the police, but I've spoken to several police officers, in person even, and what I'm finding is that they're as disgusted as anyone else. And you are the men to take action on this. So if it's okay to be naked around my 5-year-old daughter, my question is, how close can a man's penis be to my 5-year-old daughter's face?
Well, thank you for raising this serious question. I think the answer is that it's actually neither the police bureau nor the city council that can change this. I think this is right. We'll verify this, because the subject's come up a number of times this summer. I believe that Oregon Constitution's very generous free speech provision prevents us from passing a local ordinance, assuming there would be support to do that. So it prevents us from regulating this by the government. Now, what we as individuals and citizens and neighbors do, you know, hopefully people have some standards for their behavior that would, you know, be more thoughtful of your daughter or anybody else. But I think I've got this right. City attorney sitting here, we won't ask him for an immediate on-the-spot opinion, but we'll get one and we'll make sure you see it. But I believe that the problem lies in the Oregon Constitution, not in the city of Portland's failure to pass a local ordinance. I think that's right. We'll check. Make sure we've got your contact info so we can get back to you about that. I'm not happy about that if that's the situation. But if that's the situation, it would require all of us as citizens changing the state constitution in order for us to be able to regulate speech, which I believe includes nudity in the state of Oregon. It's not Portland specific. I believe that's the law in the state of Oregon. I'm not a lawyer. I've heard this account from members of my staff. We'll check it with the city attorney. What other options we have, I don't know. But in terms of legal authority, we may have a big problem.
I appreciate your time on this. I just consider my daughter.
Yeah.
A full-grown man stands about this tall. His penis is this height. This is the height of my daughter's face.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I thank you for taking that into consideration. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Hands. Thank you very much.
Okay. Next is Amber Dunks regarding houseless issues. Is Amber here?
Come on up. Hi, welcome.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Mayor, City Council. My name is Amber Dunks. I am a resident of Ridge Room 2, and I'm also the secretary of the board there. I do appreciate you taking your time to hear me this morning. What I wanted to speak about the houseless issues right now is I'm hearing out there a lot of assumptions, and I wanted to address that, particularly with Right to Dream 2. Right to Dream 2 is, we say a community, I disagree with that. I go even further, I say a family, because with the community, there's still pretenses, and people are still trying to keep up appearances. We are a family there. We share our successes. We mourn our failures. We just as recently as yesterday had someone go into permanent housing. If we were to go to a location where the services aren't, we would stagnate. We would lose that success rate. There would not only just be the same amount of people that are on the street now, that would actually increase, because for every 1 to 2 people that we get that get into housing, there's 5 or 6 more that have just lost their housing because they've got an eviction due to failure to pay rent, because they've lost their jobs. The economy is really tough out there right now, and all we're trying to do there is help as many people as we can with what we have. We're not asking for a dime from the city, state, or federal government. We're 100% donation supported. We're still being fined. Hopefully the court case will go in our favor. I'm really hoping for that. But the point is, really, we're not here to be enemies. A lot of people assume, and I think some people within the city government also are assuming, that this is about being enemies. This is not about being enemies. This is about building a relationship with the city, and all we're asking for the city is to help us help them by not asking us to pay fines that are not only unjust, but they're ridiculous. All we're doing is helping those people get a full night's rest so they can access other services, so they can be productive people. Right now, in that rest area, we have 8 people that are working full-time jobs and getting ready to move on to the next phase of their life. We have people in there that are either right on the brink of getting housing. We have people in there also, we have people that have been in there that they're in permanent housing, they're moving on, they're at the next phase, they're having babies in permanent housing, they're not getting those babies taken away from the state. They're learning how to be successful, productive citizens, and they're learning how to be, and they're learning all these things. They're learning skills with the security. They're learning a sense of responsibility, which goes on to job skills. So please, if you guys could take that into consideration and quit fining us, and maybe just realize that we're not here to hurt you or put you on Front Street. We're here to help them. We would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
And the last one I have is Reed Jones to speak about R2-D2.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm dribbling.
You can stand, too, if you want.
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Rico Jones. I'm from RTD2. I'm an Oregonian as well. I went to school here in Tillamook. I went to school, Madison High School. I got a problem, and the problem is, as an Oregonian, you guys have failed our community for years. My family, the Joneses, have been in this community for many, many years, as you know of. Intel, Applied Materials, stuff like that, creating jobs. I think the state has failed us for many moons. The, you know, Old Town used to be thriving in the 80s and 90s. People are losing jobs because children aren't getting the schools that they need. You're putting the money somewhere else. That's why people are starving, houseless, without jobs, man. I'm tired of it. You guys need to step up. You want to be living in Oregon? Step up, man. I'm tired of this. There are people out there starving. There's babies that are on the streets because they don't have the money to give rent. RTD2, I wish we could, but we can't have children there, or we would. You guys need to step up, man. I saw you the other morning while I was working security. I said hello. I'm very polite. I worked my butt off at that place. You know, I'm a coordinator of that place to make it beautiful, safe, so people can come and sleep, man. But man, we can't just do it. You guys are fining us. We're not private property. Why? We're trying to help you, man. It pisses me off. I'm an Oregonian. I went to college here. The Joneses have been here forever. You might not like it, but I'm in your face because, you know what? I'm an Oregonian. I'm tired of it, man. Step up or get out. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon. Okay, let's move to the consent calendar. I don't think we have any requests to pull items from the consent calendar. Okay, roll call, consent.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Bish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, regular agenda item 704, please.
Okay, item 704. Authorize a grant agreement with Central City Concern from July 1, 2013 through June 30, 2014 in an amount not to exceed $924,000 to support Hooper's Sobering Station and Cheers Van.
Okay, I don't think we have a presentation on this. This is just pursuant to our budget. So anyone signed up to testify on this?
I don't have a sign-up sheet right now.
Okay.
Oh.
For the Cheers? Sorry, I left it out there.
Cheers?
Cheers.
Oh,
Cheers, man. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The Hooper? I left it out there. Go ahead. Oh. Go ahead.
It said 706, Carly.
Is it 706?
No, it's a 704.
This is a 704.
Let's take it to a vote, Mayor.
On 704?
I don't see 704 here, but given
a whole bunch of... We're on 704 right now, so let's do 704 first.
That's the Central City Concern.
Yeah.
Hooper? 704. Thank you. 704. I have three people signed up for 704, which is what we're on. And
right.
I have Steve Howes, Joseph Tequila, and Tequila, sorry, and Mary Lou.
Okay, I think Stephen House was on a different item. He was already here. So,
Mr. Moran, you want to speak to this one, 704?
On the Cheers van?
No, I mean, it's something different, but I can just real quick.
Well, this is about the Cheers van, so let's take testimony on the Cheers van. So, anybody want to testify on the Cheers van? Okay.
Yeah, I want to testify on the whole item.
Well, we're on the Cheers van right now, so if this is the one you want to testify on, come on up.
Well, I want to testify on the whole thing.
Well, there's multiple items.
We'll take it one at a time.
Well, you get to testify on this item if you have something to say about this item. So
yes, I do.
Go ahead.
When I was in...
put your name into the record.
Oh, my name is Mike Morin, and I've got a conceptual thing that is really necessary to implement. It's called People's Equity Union United Community Betterment. Now, when I was in Eugene... My experience, they have a similar thing to this Cheers called Cahoots. And my experience was the guys my age, which is similar to my experience with police, or the older policemen were, but, you know, it's good cop, bad cop, but the younger policemen were, you know, they were really out of line. But the older policemen, you know, the experienced ones who'd seen this type of thing before, they comprehended. And the same was true in Cahoots, but it was being taken over by the young kids, and those young kids were being used as a tool of oppression and psychiatric oppression, not as they weren't out to help. They were out to make sure that under orders, and they always had like hate in their eyes, and seriously. So that's what I want to say about the Cheers.
Okay.
All right, great.
Thank you. Now, will I get? I also want to have the opportunity to make a general comment about.
Well,
Central
if you want to make a
concern.
General comment, you need to sign up for the 3 minutes at the front end, like we've just had a bunch of people do. So
maybe on July 31st, and you're going to vote $900,000 to Central City Concern. They're not a good organization. They don't need you put me in Central City Concern, and then we should talk about giving them $900,000. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to say is like you're talking about drunk tanks, and yet the police protect this city that is just drowning in alcohol. So the police, they got police protection, and then now you want to give city money to someone who's it's like they get you coming and going. It's like the healthcare industry. You make everybody sick, and then you spend all this money like treating them, not curing them, treating them because it's all revenue driven. And I already said that last time about the fleet. I already testified that about the fleet and replacing the fleet and the predominance of the automobile and how in the 20th century is a fluke of human history, and the automobile is driving the world to extinction.
Thanks very much. Okay, anyone else? Then this is an emergency ordinance. Roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, and 705 is a second reading. Roll call.
Amend a contract with Bode Technology for touch DNA services for a total not to exceed amount of $350,000. Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And 706, second reading.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $518,240 from the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for the purchase of individual face pieces for firefighters' self-contained breathing apparatus.
Okay, roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 707.
Authorize application to the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for a grant totaling $3,500,000 for the purchase of a Type 3 rapid response fireboat.
Roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, thank you. And we're recessed till 2 o'clock. Stand up.
Nice, Steve. Thank you very much.
That's fine. I love your logo.
Very depressing statistics.